Yeah, Rabbi, so Parshas Bamidbar traditionally usually comes out the week before Shavuos. And we always try to find connections between the Inyan of the Yoma and the Parsha. The Pasuk says, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe ben Bar Sinai bo Moed bechal lechodesh hasheni, shana hasheni, sotzeisa meretz b'soyim leimor. So it was the Midbar Sinai. The Torah says the Midbar Sinai. So the Medrash says Lama Midbar Sinai. Mikan Shanu Chachamim Bishlosha Dvarim Nitna HaTorah. The Torah was given in three things. The Torah is given with fire, with water, and with desert. What are the fire? The fire, Be'esh Minayim. Pasuk says, V'har Sinai Oshon Kulo. Har Sinai Oshon Kulo. So the Har Sinai, there was smoke, because there was fire there. B'mayim minayim, shenemar gam shamayim notofu, gam ovim notfu moim. So there was mayim coming down by mayim and har Sinai, and then in the midbar, v'shteitzich, they were in the midbar, by daba Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai. And lama nidnot b'shlosh dvarim halalu. So why was the Torah given b'eish b'mayim u'b'midbar? Elama elu chinam l'chol bai olam, like water is free, fire is free, the wilderness is free. You can get water, you know, the ocean, water, the rain is free. It's all. So just like these things are free, so too the Torah is free. Kach divrei Torah chinam heim shenema hoy kol tzomei l'chulamayim. So various Mefarshim have additional interpretations of what's the significance of Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. Right? The Medrash just says a general thing that they're all Bechinam. So since they're all Bechinam, Torah is Bechinam. But what about... Oh, so the Shemi Shmuel on page 4 says Hazoi. Bamidbar Marshanu Chachamim Megimel Dvarim Nidna Torah Ve'esh Ve'mayim Uvamidbar Nir Lefar Shabal Rameis Be'esh Hu Rishvei Esh Shebelev Adam. Esh represents the fire. Fire means like the fire inside a person, not only the literal fire. You have a rotzum, a desire, a tshuka. That's a, you know, the fire inside of you, the passion. That's the best word. Passion. Torah's nickname, you have to have that rotzen to learn. Hipuch amolek. The opposite of amolek. Shu mikares ha'odem. Kamo shepersu b'hashar korcha baderech. That's mechias amolek is kodum matan Torah. That's be'esh. You have to have a rotzen. You have to have a desire, a passion. Mayim. Hi hachonas hamoyach. Mayim is usually cold. It's the cold intellect. I mean, it's just the intellect of a person. So that's not the passion, that's not the warmth, it's just the intellect. But you need the intellect in order to understand the Torah. So that's the mind, the lach, the kar. It's called chokhmoso vinoso v'dayto la Torah. Yet, kol taruge b'Torah. So that's the mind. And then so those, that's the Eish and the mind. And then there's the Midbar. What's the Midbar? What's the wilderness? So the wilderness, he says, is to be apart from all these, the Gashmi of Olam Hazeh. As he writes in the fourth column, last word on the line is Lios. Midbar Shalolios Mitsuraf Lehevlai Ha'olam Shagufnim Shachareim. And he says that's the Indian of Shlosha Yigmei Hagbola, that you have to be Mechin Beguf Benefesh Uveseichel. So the Eish is the Nefesh, that's your inner passion. Seichel is the Morach, is the Mayim. And Guf is the Midbar, that your Guf has to be Meruchak from all this Gashmi, all the Olam Hazeh, look at things. And it's interesting that the Shem Yishmuel also writes later on page 5, that these three Midos we get from the Ovos. How do we get them from the Ovos? So he says, Nirem, the bottom of page 5 in the fourth column, last paragraph. Nirem she'elu hein midos shloshes ha'ovos. Mayim hein midoso shal Avraham. We'll see how. Eishi midoso shal Yitzchok, and Midbar hu midoso shal Yaakov. And he says, these are the three Suda Shams. Because Friday night, Shabbos the Maila Shabbata, is the Hislavus. You're getting ready for Shabbos. The Gemara says above a comma, if you run on Erev Shabbos and you mazik, you potter. So that's the Hislavus. Friday, you gotta run, get ready for Shabbos, that it's not so much the intellect, it's the Hislavus. That's the Eish. Kabbalah Shabbos, Islavus. Who can now Eish Midoso Shal Yitzchak? Let's see. Shabbos the Imam Zochor Shukhamoach Yishuv Hadas Mai Midoso Shal Avraham. And Minchel Shabbos is Hefker Kamidbar is Yaakov Avinu. Is Yaakov Avinu. So that's the Midas of the Ovos. The Mayim, the Eish and the Midbar. Because if you look, so the Torah was given with these three midos: the Eish, the passion; the Mayim, the intellect; and the Midbar, the fact that we have to be marchik ourselves from different things in Olam Hazeh. So it's interesting, the Tana Devei Eliyahu, as the famous Tana Devei Eliyahu on page 10. One of the most famous Tana Devei Eliyahus. He says, "Lefika chayisi oimer, shekol echad ve'echad v'Yisrael, chayiv lomar masa yagiu masai lamasai avosai Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov." That a person has to say, when am I going to be, when are my actions going to touch the actions of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov? Rav Shechter once mentioned that it said over that even the Negiya, even though we're not going to necessarily be like Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, but at least some similarity, touch. To be something similar. So if you look in the Yitav Lev, on page 13, you know, there's the famous Medrash that says that Hashem, it's also in Bamidbar here, that Hashem says Vayisyaldu al mishpechosom levesavosom, that the reason why He gave the Torah to the Yidden and not to the Goyim is because the Yidden have a sefer yuchsin, they could trace their lineage, meaning that they could have some maga with Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Meaning, and that's what he says over here, that we mean that if a person chas v'shalom does something bad, that it's makalkel to the shorish, that's terrible. But if he does something b'kedusha and he's able to get to the shorish of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, so that's a tremendous madrega. So these are the three midas that we need to have. We need to have the eish, the hislavus. We need to have the intellect, the intellectual concentration, and then we have to get other things out of our lives. You know, there's so many distractions in the world. You know, I was talking to Rabbi Moshe Weinberger the other day. We were both talking about the fact that neither of us are so involved with computers. So, because it's a big distraction. As Rabbi Weinberger said, it's a much more wholesome life. You know, without all the computers and everything, you know, the more distractions you have, then you don't have the midbar really. Because the midbar is that you're away. You don't have all these distractions. And the three midas of Kinyan Torah are Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. There's another vort that the Vilna Gaon has, and it's also the Patekar of the Beis Aharon has. You know, there's a famous story in Bava Metzia on page 15, the Tanur Shel Achnoi. Right, there's certain tanners, machloikis, whether it's metame or not. So Rav Lezer says culture amalami malacha kemosi choruv ze yochiach. He says, if the halacha is like me, the choruv tree, or the boxer tree, will prove the point. So what happened was, the choruv tree moved from one place to the other. Me'amav. The halacha kemosi, amas hamayim yochichu, that the water should change direction. Chazu amas hamayim l'chareim. And we said, Malacha Kemosi, Chosle Beis HaMedrash Yochich. So Rabbi Lezer had all the proofs that Halacha is, but then they said in Ein Meshkichim Bevaskol. But what are these three images? The Choruv, the what? The Amas HaMayim, and the Chosle Beis HaMedrash. So the Vilna Gaon says in the Kol Al Yo that this represents three midas that we need for Kinyan HaTorah. The Choruv is what? Histapkus b'muat. You know, the Gemara says, Chanina b'ni, dai lo b'kav charuvim me'erv Shabbos le'erv Shabbos. You know, when you're in elementary school, on Tu B'Shvat, they used to give you these the things that you break your teeth on, and you know, the charuv tree, the Shem Vayochai, right? Charuv. You know, it's not the most biggest delicacy. You know, so that means you could do it without so much. Stopkus b'muat. And Mayim Vilna Gaon says that's anava. And Kosle Beis Medrash means pshuto hasmada. And those are the three things you need to be koine Torah. So the Potik Rav in the Beis Aaron, page 14, says that that's Eish Mayim. We said the Shem Yishmul says Eish is the Lavos, Mayim is the intellect, and Midbar is the precious. He says it a little bit different. He says Eish is the Cheshek, the Lavos, that's similar. Mayim is Anova. Because the Gemara says Mayim is Anova because water usually goes from a Mokum Gavoa to a Mokum Namuch. So the Torah is only going to go if you're Mokum Namuch, then the water is going to come to you. And Midbar is his Tapkus. Like in the Midbar, there's not so much in the Midbar. So that's the Choruv. That's the, that you don't need so much Gashmis. Or the way the Shem Yishmul says, the Choruv represents, the Midbar represents, you know, precious. And that's the Midah. If a person has a Ratzon, and then he has concentration, and he shuns a lot of the world, things of the world from him, so those are the Midas to be kind of Torah. But Midbar Be'esh V'mayim. The Pirkei de Rab Lezer on page 18 says the following story. We know there's a minhag to stay up Shavuos night. So what's the minhag to stay up at least part of the night, of the whole night? So he says, so some say zecher to what's said over here. Because Rav Chanina Omer b'chodesh ha-shlishi. So what happened? So the people, it was ready of Shas Matan Torah, Yotza Moshe L'machne Yisrael, and everyone sleeping. And he had to wake them up. Hayem Oros HaMishnosim. He says, Amar Lehem, Imdu Mishenoschem, Kvar Bar HaChosen. The Chosen's here. Hashem is here, the Shechin is here, ready to make the Chasenah, so get up. Kal Yisrael's the Kala. Vakish is a Kala. Lachnisa L'chupa. That was Matan Torah. Moshe had to wake the people up. So what's the significance that they were sleeping and Moshe? That's maybe that was a shtick all tight on them, and therefore we're sacking them. We stay up, but why were they sleeping? I think yeah. So the Yismuk Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe, says the following. He says the famous Gemara, page 19, bottom line. Zomar Shachazal, Gemara Megillah, says Yagati Umatzosi Tamim. If you yageya, and then you have results, then we can believe that. So he says, "Pshat Ratzolomim Lacha Yagia Yodesh Hakol Hu Etzlo B'chinas Mitzia." We have also asked Tamin Lo Shemotza. He says like this: don't think. He says, "L'chor, what does it mean yagati? Yagati means I toil. Mitzia means I just like Elu Mitzias. I just found it in the street." So he says, you have to realize that even if you toil, not because you toiled, you got the Torah. It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped you, like a Metziah. Now you get a Metziah, it happened to be there. Hashkocha, that you happened to be there. But don't think it's a direct result of your toil without HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping out that you get to the Torah. So Yagati, if you toil, and then you believe that still it was only a Metziah, then time. Because Torah is so vast and so lofty that we need Siyata D'Shmaya, right? We need Siyata D'Shmaya. You know, Rabbi Sachs said over Rabbi Yonison Sachs from Rav Asher Weiss, and then Rabbi Daniel Stein, when he was here for Shalosh Shudas, and for Shabbos, he said over also this idea that we know that there are 48 Kinyan Torahs. So We have 49 days. So what's the 49th day? We have all the Kinyanei Torah, all the Midas for Kinyanei Torah. So what's the last day? So the Gemara says, indeed, you have to bevakesh mimisha chochma shalo. You need tefillah. So in addition to the 48 Kinyanim, you still have to be mispalo. So don't think it's going to come automatically. So the point was, whatever hachana that was done for Matan Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of took it away and they fell asleep. To show that the Torah is not a direct result from our what we do. We do, but then Hashem is going to just give it to us. Ki'ilu we weren't making. Because in the end of the day, Torah still, you still need Siyata D'Shmaya. In everything in life, you have to mispalo for Siyata D'Shmaya. So even if you have the Midas of the Eish and the Midbar and the Mayim, but still it's only a Metzia. You don't view it. Hey, yeah, of course, I worked hard, but this is what I accomplished. No, you worked hard, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still going to give it to you as my heart. But it's not going to be a direct result. It's still HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement giving it to you as a matan. So that's the... That's why they fell asleep from beforehand. To show that all the hachanas that they did, it's ki'ilu there wasn't anything. Because now they're all sleeping. It's ki'ilu, it's not like the hachanas and now we're ready. No, they did the hachanas and then they fell asleep. And the Gosh Bro has to wake them up. Because whatever they did till now, it's like a delete button. But Lamaisa, they did something. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is going to give them the matan to show that it's not like a direct result of what you did. It's what you have to do, you make hachanas, but at the end of the day, yagati matzosi, you have to believe that it's just a mitzi. It's not, in other words, when a person works and he gets a salary, he doesn't view it as a mitzi. You know, I worked, I get it. You have to always view that you worked, but then it's still a matan from Hashem. It's not like you work, therefore you get it. Same thing with Torah. So therefore, that's why they Ki'ilu fell asleep. To show whatever was done till now is Ki'ilu Lohayim. And it's now the Shabbat was giving it to Matan, right? So Rabosai, so we have to have that. That's the idea that Rabbi Sachs said from Rabbi Osher Weiss and Rabbi Stein said over, that we have the 48 days of the Kinyanim, and then the 49th day is Yisrael Mishachach L'Shalom. Because it's all Siyata D'Shmayim. Whatever we get, we have to realize, we have to daven for it. You know, like a person wants something in life, wants to be matzliach, so he tries, he does his shtablus, but in the end, the ultimate success of whatever you're going to get is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you, b'matan. And that's, so we have to have these midos. Torah's nicknames. So the Maizah, Hashem wouldn't have given us the matana unless we put in the Eish, the Midbar, and the Mayim. But in the end, without him, even when you had the Eish, the Midbar, and the Mayim, you still wouldn't have gotten it. So a person has a job and he works hard, but if Hashem is not giving him the proper Siyata D'Shmaya, he won't be Matzliach. So it's always that component as well. And that's how we're approaching Matan Torah, Shavuos. So, every year it's another Kabbalah Satorah. We have to look back, you know, with what we accomplished last year and what we could have accomplished. You know, they say Rav Shach always would say over from the Shemoh HaKodesh, from the Tolas Yaakov, that Ratzeres Nidonim El Peiros HaIlon. So not only the physical Peiros of a tree, but whatever we accomplish are our Peiros. So what are our Peiros? How much did we accomplish? And, you know, did we chazer enough? Do we feel we have a kinyan? And whatever we did, we shouldn't never get depressed, but always with a positive outlook for the next year. And whatever we did the previous year, we want to hold on to, and we want to accomplish again in the next year. So, but it only works if we follow the midah of the Ovos, the Midbar, the Eishu, the Mayim, and we have those midos together, and Be'ezer Hashem, that will be the kinyan of Torah, that we have those midos that of Yaakov Avinu, of Hasmada, of Eish, of Yitzchak, of Avraham, of Mayim, and we have all those midos together, and then we could say we're following the Ovos, the Mishibchosom, Levei Savosom, that those midos of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Masoy Yagiu Masoy. Yaakov was Yosh Tam, Yoshev Olim, and Yitzchak was the Korban, was the Eish, and Avram was the Ish Kesed, was running, you know, whatever it is. But those are the Midos, the Midbar Eishu B'Mayim, and those Midos only come together with what? With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Siyata Deshmaya, and those are the Midos that we have to have. We have to have a Hachana, just like we have a Hachana for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you have to have a Hachana for Shavuos, and Bez Hashem, it should be, as we said, I think it's the Kolbo, the earliest, is brought down by Rabbi Oberlander, the earliest Makor for Machalei Cholov in Shavuos is because of the pasuk Dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoinich, that the Torah has to be sweet. The Torah has to be a sweet Torah. If it's sweet, then you're going to enjoy, you're going to want it. That's why I told you, as I said the other day, that the cheesecake is the ikar, because the cheesecake is the machalei cholov, is the Dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoinich. The Torah has to be sweet. That's why it's the only mitzvah that we make a bracha v'harevna, Hashem Elokeinu. And the Degel Machane Ephraim says, "Pshat shelo berchu b'Torah tchila," means they didn't say the bracha of Vaharevna. There's the first bracha, because Vaharevna, if it's not sweet, then we're going to lose out, and then we're not going to have a kinyan in our Torah. So be'esh midbar mayim, together with the hislavas that mesikas haTorah, and together with siyat l'shmaya, we should all be zoicha the koine new kinyanim in Torah for the future year. Bezos Hashem.